Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Guided Souls. This is Medium Ishani. I can give you direct messages from your guardian angels and spirit guides. I'm a natural and Reiki energy healer. I use energy and spirit to help heal your mind, body, and soul. I'm a spiritual teacher, and I will teach you all the skills I have learned to help you get to the next level on your path. I am also a past life and hugging guru, but most of all, I'm a clear channel for God and the angels to flow through. You can find out more about how I can support you and help you make everlasting changes at www.pathlifeguru.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Medium Ishani. Ishani is spelled E-S-H-N-E.
And this is spirit-guided intuitive life coach and angel talker, Comfy Crystal. I teach you how to communicate with your own angelic team. With these tools, you can be sure that the decisions you're making are the right ones for you and stop wasting time being fearful and getting hurt again and again. You can find me at comfysoul.com and also search for Comfy Soul on Facebook or Twitter.
We are put here to help you remember are never alone. God, the angels, your spirit guides, and crossover loved ones are helping lost souls navigate through this lifetime. We're here to tell you there are no coincidences. We're here to confirm what you believe and make you more powerful. In your prayers, we polish your natural God-given abilities that make you the superheroes of your life and the lives of others. We also do psychic and angel card readings, teach classes, and do spiritual counseling to transform people's lives. So catch our show daily, either live or via Godcast, to take some classes with our spiritual family on meetup.com/spiritual connection to get private one-on-one sessions to jumpstart your spirit. And you can find other info on www.blogtalkradio.com under Guided Souls. Let the magic begin. So today, we are talking about angel intervention. And we're talking about how the angels step in when you think that they shouldn't. It's interesting how you seem to be going about your life like everything's perfect and everything's fine. And then something happens. And you think it's a setback. And you think it's a problem. And you think something's wrong. But when you look back, you find out everything's fine. And it's the way it's supposed to be. That one thing happened for a reason. And you can't always understand it while you're in the middle of it. But if you begin to look around, you're going to find out that the angels had signs the whole time. And we try to show you what those signs actually are. We go through small things like you finding a TV show that you've watched a million times. But somehow you watch this TV show and it sounds completely different. And you pick up on something that you never picked up before. There's a reason for that. The angels are trying to make you take notice of what's going on around you. And you walk into a conversation on that TV show that was meant for you at the time. That's helping you through exactly what's going on right now. You could be driving in your car, listening to the radio. And you've listened to the radio show a million times, you listen to the same songs a million times over, but you're just getting from point A to point B, And then you hear a song that you've heard a million times, and somehow the song sounds different. And you hear a portion of that song that you never heard before, and there's a reason for it. They're trying to get your attention. And if you look at what that song has resonated with you, that part that resonated with you, it's probably echoing into what's going on in your life. They do that all kinds of ways. The other day, I was walking and I got a message to turn somewhere. And when I turned, a message came for us. Prior to me doing that and listening to the angels, I picked up a white feather. And the feather was really soft. It was different. There was something different about it. It was white and it was really soft. And normally, what I think of when I see that is it's the angels trying to get my attention. And so for a while when I was doing my walk, my little jog, whatever it was different. I just ignore the feathers. If I seen them on the ground, I didn't pay attention to them. It wasn't anything I wanted to pay attention to, so I just left it alone. But on this particular day, I picked up the feather. And then I noticed at the end of my walk, there was feathers everywhere. It wasn't in the same street. It wasn't on the same block. It just seemed to be everywhere I was walking was another feather. And I knew that the message that I got earlier was meant for me, that the angels were with me. And so on that day, I took them seriously. And for a while there, prior to that, I knew the angels decided to step back. I knew I couldn't hear them clearly. I knew that something was off. But on that day, I also meditated in the morning. And there was a reconnection. And we should always meditate if we can. And some people call this prayer. It's a little deeper than prayer, because prayer, most of the times, you get in there, you start saying, God, please help me with this, and please protect such and such, and blah, 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 and we stop there, and we don't go any deeper. And we don't give our mind or our brains time to just stop and turn off. But when we meditate, we go into our subconscious, and then we're able to allow our spirits to leave our body for a while. And it's a completely different system. And I felt the reconnection. And I knew I was connected that day. If you can do this, if you can just quiet the mind and allow the angels to show you all the incredible things they have for you, they will. But a lot of times what we do is we shut them off. We turn them off. And how do we do that? We ignore the signs. So they're always there and they're always with us. But what we do is we begin to ignore what they're giving us. And we don't pay attention. And so when we don't pay attention, they slow those signs down. But immediately when you reconnect and you see something like a mural on the wall that says your name specifically, Tony on the wall, says Tony, and you find that really odd. That's, hey, that's my name. And you see something on that mural that may say, go, Tony went to the hospital today. Tony got better, blah, 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 from whatever hospital, St. Mary's Hospital. And you're like, wow, know what? I haven't been feeling well. Maybe I should go check in with my doctor. And Tony goes to the hospital. And the doctor says, hey, you know, your blood pressure is kind of high. I'm glad you came in today because we don't know what could have happened. Let's find out what's going on here. Tony goes in for heart surgery the next day. He's all fixed up, bing, bang, boom. He's fine, and he's out. But had he not went into the hospital that day, he might not have made it to the next day to come back to his family. And that is how the angels work. And we don't always want to hear what they have to say. I mean, how many times have the angels said things or showed you something, and you're like, whatever, that's just normal. And you just let it go, like, oh, yeah, that's a coincidence, but whatever. And you just let it go. And it continues to come up. The interesting thing about the angels is they don't go away. They may be quiet at times, so you can learn a lesson, but they don't go away. And when it's really important, they'll continue to shove it in your face over and over and over and over again until you get it, until you move forward.
Have you ever gone for your same drive, your usual drive, and been on autopilot and then made it home and thought, oh, I must have gone into autopilot. I made it home. And then done that same drive a different day, still gone into autopilot, but made a wrong turn. You ever wonder why you had those millions of right turns on autopilot and why in this particular day it just wasn't there? And then you drive by a street sign that has your name or the name of somebody you love or the answer to a question you've been asking or a message for you like Paradise Street or Happy Road, something ridiculous that looked like a coincidence but really was just a message for you, is when you receive that little nudge, that little whisper to turn here or go there or do something else or accidentally believe that you were in a different location, even though you've been on autopilot a million times before and made that same trip and still made it home. Sometimes they take you on such a road trip that you're actually lost for a little bit. You were just on your way home and you wonder, how the heck did I get here? I don't even know where this is. I can't get out of this neighborhood. And you see something. You see a family playing in their front yard. And maybe you were fighting with your husband. Or you see some children and a toddler and an infant baby trying to play together, even though it's a little awkward because the other one barely moves or speaks or rolls or anything. And you're like, that's my sign. I think that's adorable. I do want another baby. And you've been mulling it over. There's all kinds of ways that you're being spoken to or spirit showing you things that help you bring to light the things that you thought you weren't thinking about. So you might have a surface question that you're asking over and over and over again, but that underlying conversation that you're having with yourself, you didn't recognize until you saw it reflected out in something else in the universe, and then thought, oh, I was actually just thinking about that and didn't know it. How many times have you had a dream, forgot what you dreamt about, and then a little bit later, somebody else starts talking to you about a dream they had or something else that happened, and boom, it triggers that thought and that memory, and you remember what your dream was, or you remember that important symbolism, is it? It's not a coincidence. That spirit saying, okay, they didn't remember the dream. It's really important to their answer, their question, or that they see the synchronicity. So I'm going to have this person bring up the subject and see if it triggers their memory. And if that doesn't do it, something else will. You might even go a whole day recognizing the same synchronicity 2, 3, 4 times. And it's not until that fourth time that you hear it that you recognize, I've been hearing this all day, and I didn't realize it till right now. Because they don't give up on you, especially if it's a question you're not trying to give up on, or if it's something that you're trying to push away, that you're really trying to ignore, that you know needs attention. They're still going to put it in your face. Not because you don't have free will, but because deep down, you're actually asking for this help. You're actually asking for this advice. So they're going to continue to give it to you. Because the moment you say, I don't want this, I refuse it, no, 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 I absolutely do not want this, it just stops. You don't want the help, they can't help you. You have to ask Spirit for the assistance because they are not allowed to interfere because God gave you free will. As much as your deceased grandfather would love that you stop snorting cocaine, he can only nudge you so many times. And it's really your choice. It's up to you. The same way that your parents here in the living can't tell you to stop is the same way that your grandfather in the crossed over realm is going to be able to stop you either. Now he can come into your dream. He can talk to you all night about how much wine you're drinking or those pain pills you've gotten a little too addicted to that you didn't notice. But it's your choice. It's your decision. Ishani, how many times have you talked with a crossed over loved one who said, man, I had the signs. I knew I shouldn't have gone. I knew I should have stopped. But I made this decision, and here I am. And I wasn't ready to go. How many times does that happen?
It happens a lot.
And at that point, what are their choices?
It's too late.
So do everything that you can in this particular lifetime to pay attention to what you really want and what you're really asking for. Because at that point, when you're in the other realm, your only other choice is to forgive yourself and move on, or to stay in that strange space where you're not crossing because you're unwilling to let go. It's the same thing for humans. We still stay in that same place if we're unwilling to let go or unwilling to learn something or unwilling to forgive ourselves. But the minute that you're able to say, oh, man, I screwed up. Oh, I see the consequences of this now. Damn. Then you can quickly make a decision. The faster you do it, the easier it is on you and everyone around you, and all of the consequences kind of stop snowballing. And then you can move forward. You can cross into that light and make that other decision to allow these other things to come in. Until then, you kind of get more of the same or worse, and that snowball effect happens. So sometimes we don't immediately recognize how bad we're screwing up, but you get little nudges. You get nudges from other human beings to try to have that, hey, maybe that's not the best choice, or maybe you should do this conversation. And we ignore them because we're on a mission, or because we felt they were trying to tell us what to do, or we felt that somehow their ego stepped in the way and tried to squash our ego. And sometimes that's true, but sometimes it's a genuine, caring person who sees something that you're not quite seeing, which is usually the case of, like, a parent and a teenager, where that teenager will want to go berserk and do something incredibly wrong with the wrong people, and the parent feels, no, you can't go do that. I can't have you go here. I can't have you be with this person. I feel it's wrong. I know it's wrong. I can't explain to you, describe to you what's wrong, but somehow they know. And this is the same way that somehow you know when you might be doing something that isn't the greatest thing for you. If you're so distraught about the question, it's time to meditate about it, time to give it that moment. If you have more than a few seconds to make a split decision, take your time and take a minute. There's almost absolutely nothing that is an absolute emergency, unless it's a life and death situation that requires you to head over to the hospital immediately or have immediate medical attention. In most cases, you have the ability to stop and have a different reaction or change the way that you're doing things.
I have been through this so many times. And when I teach people how to trust their intuition, and I show them how to do it, I have to practice every single day. I have to listen to the angels every single day. I have to listen to the guidance. I have to listen to God's guidance. And I do it on a daily basis. Does it mean that I'm not bullheaded and I'm not a stubborn human and I won't say, no, today I'm going to have it my way? But every time I say, hey, today I'm going to have it my way, I end up getting my tail kicked. That's what happens. They're trying to help us. They're not here to tell us what to do. You better do this or blah, blah, blah. No, it doesn't work that way. It's, yes, you have free will. Do whatever you want. But remember that you wrote out a contract of some things that you are going to do and some things you're not going to do. So they're just helping remind you of that contract that you created for yourself. Yes, it's free will. It's 100% free will. But some of that free will starts before you even come into this human form. And you write out a telepathic contract with your other soulmates that are going to be in your life to help nudge you in certain directions. I remember being on the airplane coming home from Las Vegas, and Spirit asked me to talk to one of the people on the plane. And I felt it coming. And I knew I should, and I did it. And I started having a conversation. And when I had this conversation, I thought, oh, well, Spirit just wants to help out and whatever it is. And I'm not sure if they're going to be open to what I have to say. But I took that nudge and I did it. And I began to have that conversation. And next thing I know, they're telling me about the spiritual things that happened in their life. And this was a really Christian person. And sometimes when you run into really Christian people, they don't always read the Bible. They listen to what the minister has to say, and they don't know how spiritual our lives really are. So this person completely opened up and was wide open to what I had to say because they had so many experiences in their lives that they were open to it. And had I not took that nudge, maybe I didn't help them. Maybe I didn't do the work that I was contracted here to do. But I took that nudge. I listened to the angels that day, and it paid off, and it was a good thing. So if you want to meet your spirit guide, if you want to know who your guardian angel is, I have a meditation for you. If you go to my website and you click on the top and it says downloads, you will go to a page and you will be able to download the free Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation.
You could tell them where your website actually is.
If you go to www.pastlifeguru.com and you click downloads, you will find the free Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation. Also, there is the Open Your Heart to Love meditation. And you can get that completely free also on my website.
So, for some reason, I just I had to pause because it was strange. I blinked. And sometimes when I blink, I go into different places, different time periods, and different parallels. And just right now, I was experiencing a very early happy birthday to me, for sugary frosted icing on the birthday cake moment right now. Rainbow sprinkles, happy unicorns, the whole shebang. I don't know what's going on there. I think this is just Spirit trying to make me smile and be like, you want sugar. Just enjoy sugar.
Yeah, see, you need sugar.
Have a good time.
Step up.
There's no cake here. I'm pretty sure you ate it all. So I need you to go pick up some rainbow sprinkle, unicorn, sparkly, super awesome birthday cake. Make it happen.
It's not your birthday.
Every day is special. My unbirthday, and this is very important to celebrate your unbirthday as well. Don't just celebrate your wins. Also celebrate those negative spaces. They could be filled with happiness and icing and sprinkles.
Yeah, that's 100% true. When you're going through these times and you think things are not going your way, that's when the angels are at most work. That's when they're doing their job the most. That's when they're moving things around and they're making things happen for you. And a lot of times when we get into this space, and believe me, I've been there. I've been there recently. I've been there multiple times. I had to call a lot of my spiritual advisors, a lot of my people, and say, what's going on here? And did I listen to everything they said? No, I didn't. But that does not mean that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do or the angels are not moving. And when it gets to that point where you feel, oh, nothing's working right, again, that's when they're working the most. But it is up to us as humans to trust in what they have to say. Because I know I got to that point. I got to that point of complete, utter freak out. What am I going to do? What am I going to do now? What am I going to do here? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know how the next day is going to turn out. But what Spirit continued to do was move things around for me. And I had to trust. I really had to trust. I really had to trust that Spirit was going to take care of me. And they did, over and over and over and over again. And this is something that I teach. This is something that I teach. But because things were going so well in certain aspects of my life, I got comfortable with them going so well. And then when things didn't, I'm like, oh no, what's happening here? Did I screw up? Am I not doing my spiritual work? Am I not on my path? And they made me take a step back. And they said, look at the big picture here. Look at what we're doing for you. And if you don't think that we're taking care of you, wait one more day and we have a surprise for you. And everything started falling into place. And at that moment, I let go. I said, God, it's in your hands. I don't have control over everything. I don't control anything. And I know that if I push it with my desire of what I want to manifest and control how I manifest certain things, I'll be doing my 5%, and the Spirit will do the other 95%, and they'll take care of you. But you have to trust. You have to trust. And remember, they can only give you what you ask for. So if you begin to say things like, it's not going to come, it's never going to show up, it won't. Because that's what you just asked for. There was one time where I was waiting on a package and I was tracking it on the computer. And I knew that it was supposed to be here like around 5 o'clock or something. So I actually waited till 6. And I looked out the door and I didn't see it. I opened the door, looked out the screen, and it wasn't there. And I was like, it's not going to show up. They screwed up. I went back to Amazon. I started making complaints. What happened? It said it was supposed to be here. And
what did I say? It's here.
It is here. And I was like, what the hell? How did it do that? And immediately my brain went to no trust. They didn't do what they were supposed to do, even though tracking said it's there. So you got to put yourself into that mode of no matter what, it's going to work for you. And if it seems like it's not working or something didn't turn out exactly as you desired it to turn out, it's still working. For example, I just had on my Facebook one of the psychics that we worked with last year. And that person had an event. And we went to that person's event on that day. And on that day, I think it was like 7 people total. And they expected somewhere in the range of about 30, maybe 40. But only 7 people showed up.
So the psychic continued with her speech. But Spirit did this on purpose. And it became more personal. It became more family oriented. It became more like soulmates. And the energy in the room was incredible. She did her job, but we were able to have an incredible conversation. And when we were leaving, I felt the presence of someone else there. And we took pictures, and you can literally see the presence on the picture and the orb. You literally see the orb flying by as we took that picture. So it was another confirmation that you're on the right track. Although it seems as if you're not there because of the people that didn't show, it was exactly what was supposed to happen at that time. I know I gained something huge out of that. I know she probably did also. And the other people that were there, we were able to connect on a higher level. Had there been 40 people in the room, there would not have been such a connection. It was meant to be. The angels move things around on purpose.
And to further that point, there are people who pay to show up to events. Some do hefty investments, some minimal. In either case, you would think if someone paid, made the plans, RSVP'd, et cetera, to show up to an event and then didn't come. And then you even offered them, okay, here's the next scheduled event, or here's a refund of your money, and you didn't hear from them at all, that's definitely Spirit paying you for something that happened the way it was supposed to happen. Why else would people disappear like that and only leave the remaining folk behind? It's such a strange, strange thing. You know damn well that if you paid money for something and you didn't go, you'd be like, oh, can I get a refund? Or when's the next event? Or how can I get whatever? You don't just ignore it. That's how Spirit works. That's how they make stuff move. That's how they make it okay for some people to play their parts and recognize what they played in it. They may not know that by them not showing up, there might have been a more interesting conversation in that group or that event or that reading. But in the grand scheme of things, the people who did attend now recognized how much deeper they were able to go or why it had to be that this other person didn't fit into what was happening with this particular soul family. So if you think that by listening to the show today or calling in or listening to the archive to this particular episode, for whatever reason you were drawn to it, it came across your path, you thought of it, you were subscribed. Not everyone who subscribed listens to every single episode, but the ones that they do, they're synchronistically put together with our message, what Spirit has to say, and what other soul family members are going through at the same time. This is why we're all connected and sometimes don't even recognize or know it. But if you're able to step back and see the analytics of what happened and see the engagements and the interactions between people, it's so, so easy to tell that people were put together for a reason.
That's exactly right. There was times when we did the radio show and we didn't think there was any interaction whatsoever. Until we went back and we looked at the stats and we're like, whoa, it was a crap load of people on the line. And sometimes our computers won't show us exactly how many people are on the line at that time. But when the stats come in, we're like, wow, that's incredible. What happened? What Spirit does is literally keep people quiet for a reason. There's times when we're on the phone lines and the phone lines are lit up. They are lit up. People have been waiting for 30 minutes or longer, and we click their phone line, and it goes to another person. But when we pick up that phone line, it goes to another person. And when we pick up that phone line, it goes to another person. And you think for a moment there's a glitch in the radio that we're working with. No, it's not. That's how Spirit works. Spirit doesn't want them to say anything at the moment. There's times when we just have to shut up and listen. Whatever is coming in, it's meant for a reason. Shut your mouth. You've been talking long enough. You've done all the work you need to do. Let us help you. Let us do this for you.
To make that point, I posted a video earlier today out on Facebook and on my Facebook page and on YouTube. And the question was about hearing spirit whisper your name. Have you heard your angels whisper your name? And I described how sometimes when you're waking up, you might hear your name being called, and you're like, what? Who was that? Who called me? Who woke me up? You think someone there is gently nudging you, and there's nobody there. And after I put this video out and I said how spirit was calling me out, they were doing it in a more literal, more visible sense, where everywhere I went that day and everything that I saw on Facebook was my name. And one person that liked my page actually literally was named Crystal Rose, the same as me, Crystal Rose. And I thought, okay, that's not a coincidence. This goes with my message I got earlier, and I just kept hearing my name, Crystal, 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 everywhere. And it was even spelled the same way. So in every instance, not just, you know, sometimes you'll see it 2, 3, 4 different ways in various places. This was the same spelling 4 times in less than like 30 minutes. And one of them was an obvious Crystal Rose. And I said, okay, I got to talk about this. So I shared the video out on Facebook, and somebody replied. Actually, a lot of people replied, but one person said, yes, yes, I hear the angels. I hear spirits talk to me, but they don't whisper anymore. Now they're telling me, okay, we need you to pay attention. We need you to listen. When she's peeing in the middle of the night and she's going for her midnight pee. And we were joking about how, you know, what the same thing just what Ishani just said about how they need you to shut up sometimes and they need you to just listen. This is the same way that they reach us, you know, when we're sitting on the toilet, because that's the only time we shut up. We're not usually talking on the phone or watching TV or, you know, reading a book or distracted by 2 million other things. We're just there, sitting there. Some of you might read. Some of you might poke around on your phone. But for the most part, you're not engaging in something serious or distracted by something else. And I mean, if you were that distracted, you'd probably end up peeing all over the floor or something. So it's somewhere where you're a little more focused on what's happening, and that's where spirit can talk to you. Even better when it's the middle of the night and you're kind of in that half-in, half-out, groggy state where it's easier for them to connect to you, where you might still think, oh, I'm dreaming. Oh, I'm just hearing that. Oh, I'm just seeing things, you know. Shake it off, shake it off. But the more connected you are, the easier it is for you to hear them. And I guarantee you, the more you talk to them and the more quiet your space is, the more meditative you go, the easier it is and the more often you're going to hear them, whether it's ringing in your ears or, you know, audible sounds where you can hear voices. Because in most cases, you know, spirit and the angels, they don't really use words. Most of the message received are telepathic. You know, if you're claircognizant, you especially know this. They're often vibrations or chanting frequencies or chakra center frequencies that they speak in to deliver a message. It's not necessarily that you have to hear the actual words and translate them into the English language or whatever language it is that you prefer to speak at that time. That's not necessary for you to get the message. You could just feel what's being said to you, but then the trick is having to trust it. And this is where faith gets taught, and this is where following your nudges comes in, because if you don't trust it, then they have to find more obvious ways to reach you, and what this really means is that you have some kind of block on them reaching you all the other ways. You're only expecting to hear them in your English-speaking format, and that's that, you know, you're kind of restricting all the numerous ways that you're able to hear and get advice from them.
So as you say that, it was we were at the 44 minute mark. And the interesting thing about that is when we were watching TV the other day, there was a show on, and they were talking about how some of the soldiers that were in Iraq, some of the American soldiers that were in Iraq, they had to be at a certain depot. They had to be at a certain base. And what happened was they were hearing all kinds of things. All kind of stuff was going haywire. Their walkie-talkies were going out. They thought other soldiers were in the room when they were on point, when they were supposed to be on guard duty. They thought another soldier had walked by. All kind of craziness was going on. But because they were so wired to be focused on what their job is and not the spiritual whatsoever, it had to happen to every single soldier in that platoon before they talked to each other, before they actually had a conversation, because no other soldier wanted to sound crazy. So they literally had to have a ghost put their hand on them and feel it and hear the person and hear the spirit before they told the other soldier, hey, something's going on here. And then they had a group engagement where it happened to all of them simultaneously at the same time. And later they found out they were literally on a pile of bones. Upon digging, trying to dig trenches, they found out they were on a pile of bones. And they were in an area that had already been hit before. And what I mean by that, and the reason why I'm bringing that up, is always listen. Sometimes it takes spirit or the angels coming after you time and time and time and time again. And don't take the word coming out or the phrase coming after you the wrong way. What I mean is they're trying to get your attention. And like Crystal said, when you're sitting on the toilet, which it used to happen to me all the time. And look at your life right now. Look at your life. When do you actually have quiet time?
So are you saying they stop talking to you on the toilet?
No, I'm saying that's when they talk to you the most, is because you finally got quiet time.
Well, you just said they used to, so I thought that maybe they stopped talking to you on the toilet or something.
There's times when they don't say anything, like right now. That was just a noise that went off, and it sounded like it came out of the bathroom.
I heard that.
So this is what they do. Look at your life. How much time are you actually spending in quiet time? And when people do get that downtime, when they do get that quiet time, they get freaked out. And they got to turn on something. I had to turn on the radio. I had to turn on the TV because it was too quiet. And people think they're going to go crazy. So you almost can't go on a drive right now by yourself without the radio going out, without people completely freaking out and saying, you know, I can't do this. I don't like being by myself. And so they don't get that quiet time. And sometimes it's really hard for people to meditate for that reason alone. So when we're getting messages like crazy from the angels, some people are freaked out just to get that message. They would love to hear from their guardian angel, but when they do, it's almost too much for them to handle. And you have to be prepared for how they step in. There's been situations where I knew I was in the wrong place at the wrong time doing the wrong thing. I knew it. There's still times when I do that. I still look at myself and, what's going on here? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? You know you're not supposed to be doing that. Do this. And my human steps in, says, you're not going to tell me what to do. I'm going to be too stubborn. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be the highest guru. You could be Jesus. And remember, before Jesus crossed over, when he was on the cross, said, God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? He knew the plan. He knew the plan. He followed through with his plan. When the soldiers told him, denounce who you are, just give up. Just don't say who you are anymore. Don't say you're the Son of God. They gave him a chance not to. He couldn't do it. He didn't allow it. And he did it anyway. And when the end came, he was, God, why have you forsaken me? Because we get into that place. We get into that spot where our human steps in. And we forget the plan. We forget that we've already went through this. We're here to enjoy this. We're here to have a good time. We're here to play our part. We're the greatest actors in the frickin' world. All we're doing is playing our part. We can change the script a little here and a little there, but remember, you're just playing a part. Enjoy the movie. Enjoy your role. Get paid for being an actor. Enjoy yourself. Listen to your angels. When the director says, hey, I need you to say it like this because people will like it better like that. And everybody else in the studio is looking at you like, yeah. And the reason why I'm saying that is because if you don't follow me right now, let's just imagine this whole world as one big acting studio. The angels and God are the directors. And when you're not doing your part so well, they try to remind you of what part to play. And it's what you wrote down in the contract because you're the one who wrote this movie. You wrote it already. It's already been written. You can change the script a little bit, but you have to go back to what you wrote. And that's when the angels, the director, steps in and said, hey, you're out of line. We're just trying to help you.
So when you feel out of line and you're trying to get this assistance, sometimes it's hard to believe or imagine that anybody's coming to your rescue. And especially if you don't see spirit, then you just left to sit and wonder. And that leaves us in this neurotic space of continuously asking and asking and asking. So what I'm going to suggest to you is you go visit my website at comfysoul.com. And right on the front page is the Angels in Your Pocket guidebook. And in the guidebook, it describes who the archangels are, what their jobs are, and what their names are. And then how these requests or what worries or anxiousness you have affect your chakra centers and what it does to your body. So you're going to get a crash course in how to speak with spirit, and you're going to get a lesson on how your thoughts and your worries are affecting your body. So I have homework for you. Go to comfysoul.com, go download the angel guide booklet, and I want you to pick 1 to 3 angels to call on for specific things that you're looking for. And there's descriptions in there. So pick them. Call on them. And then look up the angels. And look at what their signs are. Look at what you asked for. And then keep your eyes wide open. And stay focused on waiting for the signs and watching in those quiet moments. That quiet moment when you're sitting in the car and you're sitting at a red light and you look over and you see a bumper sticker on the other person's vehicle. Or you see an angel number on their license plate. Or you see somebody crossing the street who reminds you of someone who you think can help you with that particular situation. There's always signs in your face, and you're going to see them more and more after you call on spirit. But I want you to pay attention. Don't forget that you asked for something. So, once again, you can grab that at comfysoul.com. It's right on the front page. It's the Angels in Your Pocket guidebook.
Or you can go to pastlifeguru.com, and that's PASTLIFEGURU.com. Pastlifeguru.com, and go get your Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation. If you want to know who your guardian angel is, you go into this meditation, it will definitely show you. And your spirit guide, guardian angel, will show up. And they will give you their names. So the next time you get confused after that meditation or after going through that meditation a few times and having their names, you'll be able to call on them. Like, hey, Rhonda, I need you to do this for me. Make that happen. And it works. It works out for you. So I've had a lot of people say, yeah, it has worked for them. They have met their spirit guide, and things are now smooth sailing. But remember, you're still human, so it's up to you to begin to listen to these directions. Be able to take instruction from your director, and you'll be fine. Everything will fall into place for you. And so remember, we're on Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and we're here for you. And I said I'm going to start doing shows on the weekend. Crystal doesn't believe it, but it's happening.
He's a liar.
It's going to happen.
He's an overachiever.
It's definitely going to happen. So with that said, do you have anything else?
Yeah, don't listen to him.
She's a hater. Don't worry about her. So with that said, I want to ask Archangel Michael to come in and cut the cords of energy. So all the energy that our listeners have attached to us, be returned to them. And all the energy that we have spent, be returned to us. And may the people that have draining cords attached to them, may those cords also be cut. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for cutting these cords. And thank you for your ongoing protection. So go your way with blessings and know you are loved. Stay in the love and light. Bathe in the love and light. Be a light, not a judge. Be a model, not a judge. Live life with love and light, and only be around those of love and light. And may you have an abundance of love and light to share. And so it is.
Amen.
Namaste.